Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shake yourself loose
and be free. Hallelujah. Glory to God, Father God. We just want to say thank you, Lord God, for freeing us, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, that you never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. Lord, we bless your holy name, oh God. We thank you for new mercy and new grace on today, oh God. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in the glory. Hallelujah to your name, God. We bless your holy name. My Lord, my God, I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. There's healing in the house. There's deliverance. There's freedom. There's salvation. All that you need is in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I lift up my eyes right now. Lift up your eyes, everybody, to the hills. And see from whence comes your help. Your help coming from the Lord our God, who made heaven and earth. Amen. Hallelujah. You are welcome today to the shout. I'm your host, Prophetess T. Chantel Manning. I thank God for you. Amen. That I am free. Free, good God Almighty. I am free. Welcome, everybody. I am so grateful. I'm in a place of gratefulness, and I'm going to stay right there, not taking anything for granted, just thanking God for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do in my life and in the life of every believer. Amen. If you are a believer, you can stay in a mindset of expecting God to do it. Amen. Trusting God to do it the way that God sees it fit for your life. Amen. And all that you're concerned about, all that you're praying for, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want y'all to shout today. Today is a new month, a new day that you have not seen, March 1st, 2021. This is a brand new day, a brand new month, amen, and we just thank God for the day. We thank God that he kept us all day yesterday, all through the month of February, all last year, through everything that was going on in the land, that he kept us, amen. No plague came near us, but we were kept safe, amen. Because God has us, and if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. My God, my God. I know many of us thought we were going to take our last breath last year, that we were doomed and it was nothing else. But God said something different for your life, for my life, and our loved ones. So we just thank you, Father God, that you have a greater plan than what we can see before us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So open up your mouth and shout. Glory to give God our praise, glory and honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord, my God, we can't hear you. At least I can. I don't know what's going on with the line. Doretha.
I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning to a brand new month and a brand new day. Thank the Lord he watched over me all night long, and I want you all to pray for me that I may continue to go strong in Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do in the life of your daughter, Doretha. Father God, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would increase her spiritual life, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, that you would strengthen her spirit, man, oh God, daily, as she died to her flesh, oh God, the desires of the flesh, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let peace come and be still in the heart of your children. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Open up your mouth and shout, Sister Dylan. Mama, go ahead. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank
glory,
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Good afternoon, everybody. I want to thank the Lord.
Good afternoon.
For waking me up this morning, breathing
yes,
in my lungs, clothed me in my right mind, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just thank him, Lord. He just been so good to me. He been good.
Yes, he has.
Even though I didn't
yes,
deserve
yes.
it, I thank him because he gave it to me anyway. And I just
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
All I want to just say thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Praise
you, Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God bless you. God keep your mama. Amen. A praise. A praise. A thanksgiving. It's a song by a gospel artist. He said, Lord, you've been so good. there's better than good that I can be to myself. He said, even, you know, even when I didn't deserve it, God was still good to me. Even when I was doubting in my situation, God still was good to me. Amen. How many of you know that God forgot to God to be a good God? That we serve a good almighty God. We serve an all-sovereign God, all-knowing. Hallelujah. Everywhere, God. There's nowhere we can go that God cannot reach us. There's nothing that God cannot do that we ask. It's just up to God to do it, because the thing is, he knows what we need better than we know. Amen. Because he is our creator. The Bible say, how is it that the clay will say to the potter, what are you doing with me? that makes you. How dare we say that? Amen. Because we are not the creator of ourselves. God is the creator of all things. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Heavenly Father. Amen. Glory to God. We just thank God for this time and all that is on the line today and all that purpose their heart to be here today on the shout. We thank God that we're still going strong. Amen. There are times when we want to just give up, but God is our strength. In that moment when you just feel like giving up, just call on the Lord, amen, and he will pull you through. He will give you the strength that you need, a supernatural strength to keep on keeping on, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you were in church on yesterday, we talked about the message was be about your Father's business, amen, being about God's business. And a lot of people have given up and stopped doing the work of God. They left God's people in shambles, toe up, half done, halfway there, and just giving up and just stop because of whatever situation or circumstances, and they start being about their own business. But God is calling us to be about his business, be about his people. He's called us to go out to minister, to give the word of God so all will be saved. He didn't say just one certain type of people or kind of people, that all, it is God's plan that all be saved, and not one of us is to perish. Amen. So how can God use you today? That is the question you should ask yourself. How can God use me today? And ask God, where would you have me to go? Where would you have for me to say, oh God, and I shall be obedient to do it. But understand that there is blessings in obedience, the Bible tells us, and in disobedience there are curses. So you got to ask yourself, am I being obedient, or am I in a place of being disobedient and wonder why so many things are happening to me? And asking God to reveal those things to you so that you can operate according to the will of God in your life, so that your life is blessed, amen, and that your family is blessed, and generations to come are blessed because God has made you a blessing, amen. I want to share something with you today. It's just a few of us here on the call today, but the Bible says when there are two or more gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. So we thank you, Father God, for being in the midst. Thank you, Jesus, that you're with us right now, that whatever us in our hearts and on our minds, oh God, that you know all about it. So Lord, we ask that you move in a mighty way right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, you know what we need before we ask, oh God, but still you ask us to come, oh God, by faith to ask and receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So Lord, we come asking and to receive right now by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our healing, our deliverance, oh God, to receive peace in our home, in our marriage, in our relationships, on our job, oh God. Oh Lord, that you will prosper our business, oh God, that you will increase our finances in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, that you will send the help, oh God, that we need, oh God, and we thank you, Father God, for your ever-present help and the help that is on the way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for your hedge of protection around our children, oh God, our family members, our loved ones, our husbands, oh God, and all that we're concerned about and love in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that there be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God, Lord, that you are with us, that you never leave us nor forsake us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray for our sisters, oh God, that are normally on the call. We pray for Kimberly Redford, your evangelist. We pray for our cousin Brenda Gail Carter, our sister Connie Northern, oh God, that is normally on the call. Our evangelist Darvina Dudley, Lord God, your son Dorsey Manning, Pastor Manning. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray for Jordan Adams, oh God, those that are probably at work right now or doing whatever it is that you call them to do. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for their peace, their joy, their protection, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that every need is met, oh God, and that there's no lack of your goodness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God, that it's already done, and we receive it by faith, oh God, and we decree and declare your goodness operating through and about our life in the life of every believer right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray today that you bless all in their going and coming up today, oh God. Let all receive traveling grace and mercies. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every street, every highway, and every road, oh God, that we may travel and everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, for we are protected and covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against us in judgment you shall condemn. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, for this is our inheritance of the servant of the Lord our God, and we bless your holy name and your righteousness, oh God, that you have made us righteous and holy, oh God, and we thank you, Father God, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. I see that Sister Connie has come through. We were just praying for you, Sister Connie. Welcome. Go ahead and shout and give God our praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. You know, I was looking at my clock, and it was like 10 minutes till, and I said, okay, I'm good. And then still sat right here and forgot just that quick. You know, that's called the devil or that you're getting old.
Jesus, my Lord, my God.
But
well,
sitting
we
right
thank
here.
God for you.
I do want to thank God because I did yesterday, on yesterday, you know, I had to hurry to Methodist in Sugar Land. Got my second shot with no three effects, no problems, and I just feel blessed because some people have had some issues. But I know everybody's body is different, and God has blessed me. I had no problems. And with my lungs and all the medication I'm on, I was kind of eerie, but I went on and did what I knew I needed to do. And I wasn't afraid of the shot itself. More, I think my family was more afraid for me. And I kept telling them,
Jesus,
I'm covered. You know, I'm not going to have no reaction. And then one family member called me at 3 in the morning talking about how you feel. I said, if you don't get off my phone.
Oh, Jesus.
I told you, I'm fine. I'm covered. I'm fine. So I just want to thank God. Just want to thank God for that day.
Amen. Yes, Lord. God bless you, Sister Connie. We thank God for you. We were calling you and Brenda Gale, and we were calling everybody that's normally on the shout. I was like, we pray for them right now, Lord, wherever they at. And then you popped on the end doing prayer. So we just thank God for you. We know that you're covered and that you're operating in full faith. I can tell the difference from when we started last year. Mm-hmm. Amen. So I just thank God for you and the strengthening. Yes. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I see that Cousin Brenda Gale is on. God bless you. Go ahead, Cousin Brenda Gale. Open up your mouth and shout. Give God all praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. To God be the glory, Father God. I just bless your holy name. I am just excited. I am excited just to think about God's goodness, and I'm just so encouraged with trusting him and keeping the faith and keeping my family and everybody on this prayer line. God, just keep us and strengthen us and continue to be all that you are to us, and we give you all the glory, praise, and honor. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
God
bless
you. God keep you. Hallelujah. We were just praying for you and others that are normally on the call at 12, and so I just thank God that you all came on through, you and Sister Connie. We were just praying and lifting you up and calling everybody forward. So we thank God for you. Amen. Just before the message on today, hallelujah. We thank God, Father God. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Lord. You've been so good to us, better than we can be to ourselves or anyone in this world could ever be, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you for the message that's about to go forward, oh God. The lesson on today, may all be encouraged by your word on today, Father God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you allow the scripture and the lesson to take root in us, Father God, and manifest itself, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life, oh God. Oh Lord, that we will speak with boldness and confidence of the Holy Spirit, oh God, that we will minister, oh God, to ye one another, oh God, even to the unbeliever, that they may ask, how can I be saved in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth? So Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We bless your holy name. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So you all, I want you to know that you are not an accident. Amen. You are not an accident. Some of us were born out of wedlock. We've probably been told by our mothers, I didn't want you. Your daddy didn't want you. Those that are listening online today, those who have called in today, our guests today. But you are not an accident. Your birth was not a mistake. So your birth was no mistake. You are a mishap. And your life is no fluke of nature. Your parents may not have planned you, but that does not mean God didn't plan you. Amen. I say that again. Your parents may not have not planned you, but that doesn't mean God didn't plan you. He works even through human error and failings, you all, and he was not surprised by your birth. In fact, he expected it. Amen. It is not fate, nor chance, nor luck, nor coincidence. Amen. That you are breathing at this very moment. You are alive because God wanted to create you. Hallelujah. The Bible says the Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Amen. See, God prescribed every single detail of your body. He deliberately chose your race, the color of your skin, your hair, and every other feature. Amen. He custom made your body just the way he wanted it. Amen. So start loving yourself and all that you are. He also determined the natural talents you will possess and the uniqueness of your personality. The Bible says, you, God, know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made, bit by bit, how I was sculpted from nothing into something, because God made you for a reason. He also decided when you would be born and how long you would live. He planned the days of your life in advance, choosing the exact time of your birth, amen, and death. The Bible says, you saw me before I was born and scheduled each day of my life before I began to breathe. See, every day was recorded in your book. God has also, hallelujah, God also planned where you'd be born and where you live for his purpose. Your race and nationality are no accident, everybody. God left no detail to chance. He planned it all for his purpose. The Bible says, from one man he made every nation, and he determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live. Nothing in your life is arbitrary, you all. So it's all for a purpose. Amen. Most amazing, God decided how you would be born, regardless of your circumstances of your birth or who your parents are. God had a plan in creating you. It doesn't matter whether your parents were good, bad, or indifferent. God knew that those two individuals possessed exactly the right genetic makeup to create the custom you that he had in mind. Amen. They had the DNA God wanted to make you. While there are illegitimate parents, you all, there are no illegitimate children. Some children may be unplanned by their parents, but there are no unplanned, hallelujah, nor not unplanned by God. Amen. See, God's purpose takes into account human mistakes, even sin. See, this does not mean that God causes or condones sin or evil, you all. He does not, but it doesn't mean, hallelujah, but it does mean, I'm sorry, God is able to redeem any and all situations and use them for his own good. So regardless of the sick circumstances of your life or of your birth, you all, you can celebrate the fact that God created you to be you. Amen. See, God never does anything accidentally, and he never makes mistakes. Amen. He has a reason for everything he creates. Every plant and every animal was planned by God for a purpose, and every person was designed with a purpose in mind too. So God's, hallelujah, God's motive for creating you is his love. The Bible says, long before he laid down earth's foundations, he had us in mind, had settled on us, hallelujah, as the focus of his love. See, God was thinking of you even before he made the world. In fact, That's why he created it, amen. God designed this planet environment just so we can live in it, amen. We are the focus of his love and the most valuable of all his creation. The Bible says God decided to give us life through the word of truth so we may be the most important of all the things he made. See, this is how much God loves you and me, amen. This is how much God values you and me, amen. God is not having it to tell you all. He's not having this, you all. He planned it all with great preciseness, you all, with great precision. See, the most physicians, you all, biologists and other scientists learn about the universe, the better we understand how it is uniquely suited for our existence, custom made with exact specification that make human life possible. Amen. See, Dr. Michael Denton, you all, who I studied, senior researcher, a fellow in human molecular genetics at the University of Otago in New Zealand, has concluded that all the evidence available in the biological science supports the core proposition, you all, that the cosmos, you all, is especially designed whole with life and mankind as its fundamental goal and purpose. See, a whole in which all facets of reality have their meaning and explanation in their central fact. See, the Bible said the same thing thousands of years early. God formed the earth. He did not create it to be empty, but formed it to be inhabited. You all. So why did God do all this? This is a question. Why did he bother to go to all the trouble of creating a universe for us? That is a question. Because he is a God of love, and that is the answer. See, this kind of love is difficult to fathom, but it is fundamentally reliable. You were created as a special object of God's love. See, God made you and me so he could love us, so he can love you. This is a truth to build your life on, amen? Build this today, this truth right now. Build your life on this truth. The Bible tells us God is love. It doesn't say God has love. He is love. Love is the essence of God's character. Now, God is perfect and complete in himself, so he didn't need to create you. He wasn't lonely, but he wanted to make you an honor to express his love. God says, I have carried you since you were born. I have taken care of you from your birth. Even when you are old, hallelujah, I will be the same. Even when your hair has turned gray, I will take care of you. I made you and will take care of you. Hallelujah. If there were no God, we would all be accidents. See, the result of astronomical random chance in the universe. You could stop reading, hallelujah, words that were given to you by others. You could stop reading other things to find out how. I want you to understand God loves you, and it's all in the word of God. See, because life would have no purpose or significance without God. See, and without the word of God and all that God has for us. See, there would be no right or wrong, no good or evil, or no hope. My God. Can somebody Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, you know this system has really been acting up, but I thank you all for holding on. Whenever that happens, just hold on and know I'm trying to get back on the line. The devil is a liar. He is a liar, and the truth ain't in him. He don't want you to know and understand how much God loves you and how much God needs you at this, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So I thank you all for holding on and understand these systems. They have an overload, but I thank God for you. See, you all, life would be meaningless existence and death would be the end. But there is a God who made you and who made me for a reason, and your life has profound meaning. We discover that meaning and purpose only when we make God the reference point of our lives. The only accurate way to understand ourselves is by what God is and by what he does for us. You all, God bless you. I love you. I thank God for you. I thank you all for holding on, amen, and being strong in the word and in our Father God in heaven and all that he is doing. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you. God bless you all. My mother, we're here. We're back here tomorrow at 12 noon here on the show, and just trusting God to continue to strengthen us and be with us so that we can keep on keeping on, even when the times when we feel like giving up, when we feel like we're about to fold, we're about to fall, but God will be your strength if you just trust him and call on him. And if you don't, even feel like you had to do a long prayer. No, just say, Lord, help me. Lord, I trust you. Help me. And God will help. He will send the help. He will be your strength. Amen. So I bless you all. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. God bless you, you all. Y'all have a wonderful day in the Lord. And remember, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear it say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you ask him, he'll give you that. Like, can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Just for love.
Just for love.